Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. I've started my fourth book. That's going to be coming out hopefully soon, probably fall more or less. And we have my wonderful cohort here producing the show, Lizzie. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning.
And we are wanting people, if they would like to text us a perfect text message, go ahead and make sure you, like Mark from Winter Garden, give us your name and your location. And so we are going to get right into it. If you would please cue John Denver.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is inspired from my garden walk this week. It's called striations. Striations, a striated plant fiber which has parallel lines or grooves that appear on the surfaces of leaves, stems, bark, and other plant regions. The striated lines are actually a component of the plant's cellular structure. Typically, a striated plant has long striated fibers that run parallel to each other. The fibers are usually discernible on the plant's surface and give the plant a unique appearance. And so plants have three cellular structures: dermal, ground, and vascular. So the dermal striated lines appear as furrows, lines, stripes, or ribbed surface fiber. The origin of the word striated is from the Latin term striare, which translates to grooves. Plant fibers with a striated surface tend to be loose and expandable, and some plants have striae that appears in different visual colors or striping. Many tree species have ornamental striated bark. The Acer Davidii, commonly called the snakeback maple, boasts striated bark. And the tree's young shoots appear in reddish hues with a white striated appearance that looks like white veins running through the bark surface. And the rainbow eucalyptus, which is the Eucalyptus deglupta, has rainbow crayon-like colors that striate up and down the bark. And you can see that on our Dirty Word of the Day. And then also the photograph that I took of the rainbow eucalyptus, but then you can also check the sources and see the beautiful colors of the rainbow eucalyptus tree, which is just amazing. So that's the dirty word of the day. And so we are going to be talking to Brian Williams, and he will be talking to us about his project at the Windy Hill Middle School. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, and I love whenever teachers just get into nature and take the time to teach kids something that they may not be able to do at home or think that they're not able to do at home. And then they can always take that idea back home, you know, and do it. I love
yes.
This.
Gives them, it broadens their their minds and things like that. So real quick, how long can a teacup orchid be left in the ceramic vase? Teacup orchid, I think, could be left in it, you know, permanently. I don't know how big it is now. It would be good to see it if you'd like to email me a photograph of it. But it should be able to be in there for, you know, a year or two. It's going to have the roots coming out over the edge. And so I think it can be in there quite a while. It just depends on the size of the ceramic vase. Great question. And then also Lori from Site Cloud, can you trim or prune large jade plants? Yes, you can. You can go ahead and prune them and cut them back. But here's the great idea, Lori, is that if you want to take those cuttings that you take off of the jade plant, you can root them and grow more jade plants. And so that's a really good opportunity, and it doesn't cost any money, and you can get more. So I love that.
Yes, I do. That's a good idea.
Yep. So if your kids are out of school and looking for something to keep them occupied, I am going to have Cool Daddy is with us. He's going to be joining us in a few minutes after the break and give us some information on that. You can also go to our Facebook page and you can like it. And also then go to our website, betterlawns.com. Find out what you can do this month in your garden or landscape for your vegetables, for your fruit trees, what kind of plants you'd like to plant, how to take care of your turf. If you haven't fertilized your turf yet, this is the month to do it before we go into the fertilizer ban, which starts June 1st. That's very important to give them the nutrients they need before the summertime really gets here.
And a lot of people don't realize that there's an actual time where there's a ban on it. So that's good. That's good information.
Yeah. So there's going to be a ban from June 1st all the way through September, depending on what county you're in, is how long the ban lasts. So you want to check that out. Your public utility company, your water department can tell you how long that fertilizer ban is or when it goes into effect in your county, because it may be a little different. And so we just want you to have the right information. And, you know, important, taking care of your landscape, you know, before problems arise, walk your yards on a regular basis. And that way you can catch a problem before it becomes a big problem. Once a week, go out there and look at it. Say hi to them and just tell them you're just watching out for them. We're going to be back for more from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like supertunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products. Friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's BlackCow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Florida has over 2,000 miles of shoreline, over 4,000 square miles of lakes, and over 11,000 miles of rivers, streams, and waterways. Which means no matter how big your boat, how bright your life jacket, how loud you shout, finding you in the case of an emergency is going to be really difficult. Unless you have an emergency locator beacon. Odds are, you'll never need it. But the odds for you are tremendously better if you ever do.
Learn more about emergency locator beacons at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Get readier.
The My Safe Florida Home program was created to help Florida homeowners strengthen their homes against hurricanes and save money doing it. A stronger home is safer and more resilient against storm damage. A stronger home is easier to sell. A stronger home can reduce home insurance premiums. Take the first step in strengthening your home. Apply for a free home wind mitigation inspection at MySafeFLHome.com. That's MySafeFLHome.com. MySafeFLHome. Stronger homes, safer Florida.
Living with a body of water right outside your home sounds delightful. Until these boogers start showing up. Mosquitoes aren't just annoying. They can carry deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. But with Summit Mosquito Dunks, you can have your pond without all the worry. Simply drop a Summit Mosquito Dunk into standing water and kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Mosquito dunks are harmless to people, pets, fish, and wildlife. So it's just that stop hanging around. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Air airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the Low-Cost Airlines Travel Hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Windy Hill Middle School in Claremont is learning how to grow with Brian Williams, a.k.a. Cool Daddy. And good morning, Brian. How are you?
I am great. How are you, Teresa?
I am wonderful. It's just a beautiful day. We got a little bit of rain last night. How much did you get last night?
Not too much. I didn't get up to the garden this morning because I stayed home. I had to get a good connection for you.
Yep.
But hopefully we got a little rain up there, but not too much in Claremont.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's a shame. That seems to be most of the case in some of the areas. So I visited you a few months ago and was thoroughly fascinated by your students. They were so energetic. They sat really still in their seats. And then when we went out to the garden, they all exploded and they were just so excited about being out in the garden. So it was wonderful. So what prompted you to start a school garden?
So my class is world history. Mm-hmm. And it always has a unit about early humans and farming. And just about 8 years ago, I bought a pack of green bean seeds and made a little raised bed. And I'm like, let's get to it.
Wow.
Green beans are great because they grow fast and kids can see results. So if you're out there gardening with your kids or grandkids, that's a really good crop to start with.
That's wonderful. Now, what grade do you teach?
Sixth grade, so that's 10 and 11-year-olds.
10 and 11-year-olds, that's wonderful. Okay, and so what is your own personal gardening background, your experiences? Did you garden growing up?
I didn't, but my neighbor had a really beautiful garden. Growing up, he grew just about everything. And I ended up working for him in the orange groves when I was younger, too. And I mowed a lot of yards in the summer with my Uncle Butch. He had a yard service, and we'd go around Claremont, and I'd see all these beautiful gardens. And eventually, one day, I knew I wanted to have nice landscape, a beautiful garden, and grow veggies.
Wonderful. So what was your administration's response to you wanting to start a garden?
They were so supportive. Mr. Roberts, our principal, he pretty much was very excited about everything that we do. He comes out and visits all the time. He'll bring visitors to the school out and see it. Anything I ask for, they always are very supportive. So I'm so lucky in that regard.
Oh, that's great to hear. Now, do you have sponsors or donors that help fund the garden project?
Yeah, there's an Ed Foundation of Lake County. And my second or third year, I applied for a $200 grant. And that buys a lot of soil. So that really helped. And then there's a local business that reached out to me, Uncle Matt's Organic. And Uncle Matt came with his whole office. All his workers shut down for the day. They came up and they put in four just huge raised beds with all the soil, all the plants. And it was during COVID. And they did that, which was wonderful for the kids to get out during COVID. And take your masks off out in the garden. They could relax a little bit. And that really got things going. And that's what we have now, the huge raised beds.
Oh, well done, Uncle Matt. That is excellent. So now, is the garden a classroom activity or is it extracurricular activity?
It's a class activity. We grow it all year long. We plant different crops depending on whether it's fall or spring. So usually we have two different gardens. The herb garden stays going year-round, and the kids go out the last 5 minutes, 10 minutes of every class. They're ready to go. They're packed up. They want to go out to the garden, and they know what to look for. They're just looking for suckers on the tomato plants, or they're looking for good bugs, bad bugs. We learned about that. Just any little things. I don't have any weeds.
Oh.
I got 30 weed pullers every period, which I wish I could bring them to my house, because that is the best part.
I so, love it.
No weeds.
So what is the children's reaction? Do you have like city students that have never been out in a garden area, or do you have like families that have grown gardens their whole life here in Central Florida? What kind of reaction did you get from the students?
So every kid seems to respond positively to the garden. And there are kids that have never done it before, but a lot of kids have tried stuff with their parents and grandparents at home. Claremont's really diverse, like a lot of communities in Florida. So we have a lot of kids from all over. And especially the kids that have moved in they're first-generation Americans, they've gardened. They garden where they came from. They garden here at their homes. And they love it. They're always excited to go out.
That's wonderful to hear. And so the students, now the first year the plants were donated, but do the students every year get a chance to select which vegetables they would like to grow?
Oh, they always are giving me ideas, and they want to try all kinds of things that they like to eat, things that they have heard of. So we'll try just about anything except pineapples, just because the squirrels, we tried pineapples and it didn't last long with the squirrels. So pineapples are off the list. Anything else is fair game, and we've tried about everything. So yes, the kids make suggestions, and I'll give it a shot if I think it's feasible.
Do you know when to pick a pineapple? What you do is you go out in the garden and go, I'm going to pick this tomorrow. And then that squirrels know to come that night and get it before.
it
always does that.
I totally believe that. Yeah, for sure. I believe that. So rabbits are fun too. We have lots of lovely rabbits around the garden. So we had to put up a fence to keep the rabbits out.
Oh my. So. And so what kind of input or participation do you get from the parents? What has their reaction been?
Well, I think the parents are unbelievably supportive, because a lot of the stuff goes home to them. I mean, usually kids come home with homework, and now kids coming home with a bag of basil or a bunch of rosemary or some tomatoes. So how can you not like that?
Oh, no, that's great. That's
yeah.
Wonderful homework.
But most of the time it's just the kids and I working out what to grow, and we just roll with it. We just love it.
Okay, and so what are your plans over the summer? What happens to the garden during the summer when the kids aren't there?
Well, I'll usually go up at least a couple times a week, depending on how much work my wife has need to do at the house. I'll decide. Yeah, if there's a lot of work, I'll definitely be going up to the garden. The herbs and some of the stuff will make it. The Everglades tomatoes, this is the first year we've grown the Everglades tomatoes, so I'm looking forward to see if they can handle the heat. But the custodians and the people that work out there, if we have okra growing, mm-hmm. I offer the okra to them and they'll take it. I'll notice it's gone when I go up there. So that makes me feel good, because it's really a community garden.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, how do you water? Where does the water come from, and how do you irrigate?
So Uncle Matt put in a drip irrigation system. So we use that, and if I can keep up with the maintenance and repairs, sometimes that can be a little tough. But we do have a hose out there, and we try to water as infrequently as we can. I do the knuckle test, like you said. I stick my finger in the ground, and then we try not to waste water. It'd be great to, get a more eco-friendly system, but I'm working on it.
There you go.
Little things.
No,
yeah.
You're doing a great job. And so how do you deal, do the kids recognize the bad bugs, and how do you deal with those? What's your solution?
So I have a bulletin board up in my class, and it talks about NPK for fertilizer. It talks about good bugs, bad bugs, and it has all the seed packets from the year that we planted, so we can refer to when they should be ready. But they try to recognize, and kids will bring in ladybugs and release them, and I have a little bird feeder out there. So, they'll see one, they'll ask me, and I'll say, if it's a big green worm on a tomato, we do not like those. And they'll find them. Their eyes are better than mine. So we don't want those hornworms.
No. It's amazing. And I would think probably with the school lights being on at night, the moths, and so that's how, they find the gardens. And so that's interesting. How do you fertilize?
So we use all organic fertilizer, and really we use a lot of black cow, which gives it a good start. We've always used that. And then just mostly organic stuff, Epsom salt. We'll use blood meal. We'll use a slow release maybe once at the start of the season, but not too much fertilizer. I had some experience early on where I think I over-fertilized some cucumbers, and they went bad. And I'm like, well, maybe we should just try to take it down a notch. So not too much fertilizer.
That's all right. Well, Lizzie is our cucumber expert, so if you need any help with those, you can just...
That's right.
Perfect.
You can
maybe
ask.
Lizzie can come and speak to the kids next year about cucumbers.
Oh, that would
you
be...
You got it. Just send me an invite.
All right.
So, Brian, have the students taught you anything through the course of this project about gardening or anything value of lessons?
So if you just get the kids started on something and get out of their way, that's the easiest thing to do. So if you have children or grandchildren, just try a little garden and you'll be surprised. Some kids will show a little interest, but some kids will just be like, this is the greatest thing ever. And they get into it, and that just makes you feel good, especially when they get to harvest the crop. And that's kind of what the whole thing is about. That's what farming is. The kids are great.
Now, do you have any butterfly plants or pollinators that bring the good bugs in?
Yes. There was a science teacher at our school, Mr. Hughes, and a few years ago, he got a bunch of wildflower seeds, and we just kind of put them out everywhere, and they pop up everywhere every year, and so we do get lots of butterflies. And you could see the kids, if they see a butterfly, I mean, they get so excited. I mean, everybody gets excited when they see a butterfly. But, the wildflowers keep coming back, and dill, cilantro, when you let those go to seed, they form these big, beautiful plants with flowers on them, and it's... So we do a lot of that. We'll have herbs that are just getting started, and then we'll have herbs that are mature, and we just let them go to flower, and we'll collect the seeds, and you get to see the beautiful effects of that.
Well, Brian, it was just a wonderful time and a joyful time to come and visit your class. I just loved the enthusiasm they had. They were so interested. You're doing a wonderful job. I'm so proud of you. And
yes, amazing.
Yeah, and Lizzie has just been your strong supporter here, and I love
right,
visiting.
Liz. Yeah,
Lake County in the house, boy.
That's right. And the 352.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, Brian, thank you so much. Please invite us back again, and I will be posting pictures of your class this week on our Facebook page, and I will be sending you lots of information. And if you need anything from us, you just let me know.
The only thing I need is to say Happy Mother's Day to my mom, Kate, and to all the mothers out there.
Well, Happy Mother's Day, Kate.
All right. Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you so much, Brian. I appreciate it. That was Brian Williams, and again, a happy Mother's Day to his mom, Kate, and I stepped over a couple of other relatives, but his whole family.
A.K.A. Cool Daddy Boy. You're welcome.
That's it. So we're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-786-9014. 800-786-9014. 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014. By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. One of the best prices for medical alert devices in the country. If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. That's 800-876-5235.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Hey, listen, are you a 50-year-old person looking for term life insurance? Then you need to talk to Bob. Bob specializes in helping people find $1 million or more of term life insurance for a couple of $100 a month. Look, you need to know there's a price war in the term life insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call Bob, and he'll shop and see how much money he can save you. Look, this could be the last term life insurance policy you ever have. Your rates are guaranteed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. And if you're a smoker or your health is not perfect, Bob has great rates for you too. So for $1 million of term life insurance coverage for a couple of $100 a month, call Bob right now. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. That's 800-890-5049. Paid for by Term Direct.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you know someone who loves to garden or has a question, they've just moved to Florida, they don't know what to do, please let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens and tell them to call in with their gardening question so I can help them too. You can call me at 1-888-455-2967 or you can text me at 23680. Getting a lot of positive responses, Lizzie, on Brian's, you know, interview with the school children and finding out about school gardens. So I agree with you, JAC, that the world would be a better place, society would be a better place, if people would garden more and get into that dirt, grow their own food. And if there's just something for your mental health about gardening that really, really makes someone feel better. And I agree. You know, it used to be that before we had, you know, before the modern times, the last 60 years, before that, people would live on farms, or they would have to, you know, pets and animals to take care of. They would get up before school and go out and do their chores,
right,
and then walk to school.
Correct.
And or people would go out and work in their yards. So I think the world would be a better place if we did that.
Yes.
So I agree. And starting them small is a really good way to do that when they're young students. So we have some really great text messages. Let me see. You all are so good. Let's see right here. Let's see. How can I tell the difference between a crepe myrtle tree or a crepe myrtle bush? And that's Aida in Windermere. And so thank you for a perfect text message. Great question. And so when we talk about crepe myrtle trees, crepe myrtles are a tree, but they're actually just a really tall shrub. They have multiple trunks. So it depends on the variety. So when you buy them, they will tell you the variety, and it usually has a name, a common name. So like Sue or Rocket, you know, crepe myrtle, red rocket, or the black diamond crepe myrtles, you'll have a name on it. And so that will tell you what variety it is. And then you can look it up to see how tall it's going to get. So crepe myrtles come in sizes now from about 3 foot tall. That's all they get, 3 foot tall, and they bloom. They look like a shrub. Or you can get them growing all the way up to 40 feet tall, like they are around Advent Health in Orlando. And they're taller than 40 feet. And so they're just huge. And so that's important to figure out before you buy it and plant it, because if you only want a crepe myrtle to get 6 to 8 feet tall, you need to buy a variety that's only going to reach 6 to 8 feet tall, and then you don't have to trim it. Crepe myrtles do not need to be pruned, okay? So there's no reason to cut them or commit crepe murder. But if you plant a 20-foot to 40-foot tall crepe myrtle underneath the eave of your house or by your front door, then you are going to have to cut it frequently, and that's just not recommended for crepe myrtles. So find out what variety you have. It's going to tell you how tall it grows, and then that way you can plant it in the right plant, the right place.
So I've heard like myths that if you trim down the lower branches of what you would consider a tree, then it's going to make it grow taller. Do you think that's why people are cutting crepe myrtles, so that they're hoping they'll grow taller?
No, I actually think that they believe the myth that if you cut it in the wintertime, or, you know, in the early spring, January, February is where most crepe myrtles occur. And so they think that it's going to give you more blooms, that it's going to bloom better. But that's not the case. The blooms will be larger than normal, but you're going to have less of them. And that's where we see the blooms, the panicles getting so heavy that they hang on the ground. If your panicles are hanging on the ground, you are cutting it incorrectly.
Maybe I like my panicles hanging on the ground, lady.
Yes, I can understand that. But if you don't cut it, it will have more blooms, but they'll be smaller. They'll be all over the tree, and they'll bloom on time. When we cut them that drastically, the tree needs to recover, and it takes a couple more months for it to recover than it normally would. And they're going to bloom later in the year.
All right. So our challenge to our listeners for 2023 and for the beginning of 2024, don't cut your crepe myrtles just this one time. Just see what happens next spring. Let's just play that game.
Yeah. And that way you can find out. Now, there are reasons to cut or prune a crepe myrtle. And one is the branches are going in a wonky direction, or they're going right up next to another branch. And I have seen crepe myrtles that were not cut properly, that the branches have literally fused together.
Oh, wow.
And they've grown together, and it just looks really odd. So you can cut or thin out is a better phrase. Thin out the branches that are smaller than your pinky for good air circulation.
Okay.
So if you want to place your crepe myrtles in an area where the breezes come through, that way you're not going to get any powdery mildew and, you know, some more susceptibility to insects. But they do sucker. The more you hack them back, the more they sucker from the bottom because they're trying to survive.
I've seen a few with moss on it.
Yes.
Why?
Well, the moss is coming from adjacent trees or oak trees that have the moss. And so moss is airborne carried. It's an epiphyte, and the spores are carried by the air, so they're just landing. But again, when a tree is stressed, it's going to be more susceptible to getting moss and seeing that. It's probably a good indication there's not enough sunlight there, because you have shaded trees all around.
Okay,
right. And so then the moss will be there. So that's a great question. So thank you very much. So I'm in Orlando, and can I transplant small cabbage palms that have sprouted up around my yard from the parent plant? They're about a foot tall. Yes, you can. Make sure you get a good, you don't have to get it very large, but if they're only about a foot tall, you can just take your shovel and just dig in slightly to the parent plant and cut it away from the cabbage parent. And then you can plant it in a full sun area, water it well. So I would say water it well into the rainy season. So, you know, maybe 3 to 4 times a week, if no rainfall, up through the middle of June, end of June, and then we should be in our rainy season, and hopefully they'll be established by then. Do not fertilize until after you see some new growth coming from it. You can go ahead, or you can put a little bit of slow release there. We have some more great gardening questions and text messages coming up, and your phone calls, 1-888-455-2967. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. It's time to start getting your flower and vegetable gardens off to a great start with Black Cow. Prepare new plant beds with a 1.5-inch layer of Black Cow in the area, and then mix it in with the soil 6 inches deep. Black Cow is organic. Pick up the bright yellow bag and get growing.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Are you losing your Medicaid coverage due to the public health emergency ending? If you're in jeopardy of losing health care coverage, don't worry. You may qualify for health insurance through the Federal Health Insurance Marketplace. Navigators are ready to help you find the most affordable coverage option. This help is always free and confidential. Visit us at coveringflorida.org to schedule your appointment today. Remember, that's coveringflorida.org. Or call 877-813-9115.
Motorcyclists, bicyclists, pedestrians, and commercial vehicles all have the right to be on the road and travel safely. Motorists, watch out for bicyclists and pedestrians, allowing 3 feet of clearance. And be on the lookout for motorcycles. Never attempt to share a lane with one. Drive cautiously around commercial vehicles. Don't cut in front and stay out of their blind spots. When we're on the road together, safety is a shared responsibility. Let's all make it home safely. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro zero-turn mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide suspension that takes the ache out of acreage, massive rear-drive tires for ultimate traction, and ultra-durable Iron Forge cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro. Count on it. Visit Toro.com/zero turn to find yours.
Before we left the hospital, my daughter received her newborn hearing screening.
It only took a couple of minutes, and it was a painless test.
When our son was born, the doctors tested his heart and found out his blood oxygen levels were low. As a dad, nothing is more important than your child's health.
It was that initial screening that led to her early identification of hearing loss.
And as a result, we found out about our baby's rare condition, which allowed us to review treatment options quickly.
Go to FloridaNewbornScreening.com to learn more.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home. For $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. And if you'd like to give us a gardening question, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. So Mark from Winter Garden said, Happy Mother's Day, Lizzie and Teresa. Thank you very much, Mark. A person gave him a pink desert rose. How does he care for it? And a desert rose is an Adenium obesum. Okay, so I'm not going to go there, but they have really huge bases and they grow up. It's from Africa and they have beautiful flowers on them. So to take care for a desert rose, you want to give it lots of water. And when I say lots of water, I'm talking about like twice a week, you know, that it gets a little bit like 1 inch to an inch and a half of water a week. During the summertime, Mark, it loves full sun. And then also, too, so it can sit out on your patio without any kind of shade whatsoever. And then in the wintertime, you want to reduce that water. Just cut the water off in the wintertime. It doesn't need it when the temperatures go below 60 degrees, 55 degrees. And then just fertilize it on a regular basis every, you know, 3 months or 6 months with a slow-release fertilizer, and it should do just fine. Now, in his travels, he says, I've seen some trees that have these gorgeous reddish-orange flowers. They are big trees. And do you have any idea what they are? And he said he loves the show. So we thank you. We love listening, you listening out there too, Mark. So these beautiful red trees, this is another example of something that is growing out of its zone. And it's very fortunate. It just tells us how warm the winters have stayed over the last decade, is that this is a royal poinciana. It is a beautiful red canopy tree. It's kind of open shape, open canopy, and the flowers are amazing. It grows in zones 10 through 12 down in South Florida. Those of you in South Florida recognize the royal poinciana tree very easily. Here in Central Florida, it's kind of an anomaly. And just like the rainbow eucalyptus, it will freeze very easily. So if you would like to grow one, you know, you take your chances. And so, but, you know, me with chronic zone envy, I would try it if I had a big enough yard. Let's go to, Jan in Lakeland. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. I listen to you every morning. I received a Vanda, I guess, orchid.
Oh, wonderful.
For Mother's Day. It is beautiful. I've never had an orchid before. It is beautiful. I have no idea what to do.
Okay. So Vandas are a beautiful, is it the purple Vanda?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, those are just so gorgeous. All right. So orchids need to have their roots watered on, you know, misted and watered on a regular basis, but they don't like to have a lot of water. So what kind of pot or container is it in?
It's in one of the little glass pots.
In a brass pot?
A glass.
Oh, a glass. I'm sorry. In a glass pot. Okay. So you're going to want to make sure that it has good drainage. So I might move it out of that glass pot, but I wouldn't do it till after it stops blooming. Okay. And so you're just going to want to mist the roots and the leaves. And the location needs to be a bright location, but not full sun. So do you have a nice patio or a pool enclosure?
Under a shade tree.
Under a shade tree would work just as well. You could hang it from there.
Okay,
but right in the glass vase, you can put it on a table underneath the shade. Okay, but it's going to need full shade outside.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And just you can actually, in the water, if you use a spray bottle, you can actually add some liquid orchid fertilizer to that spray bottle. And when you spritz the roots, you can go ahead and spritz the fertilizer with it. And just on a very low dosage. So if it says you add like 3 tablespoons per gallon of water, then I would just put in a little bottle, in a little spray bottle. If you wanted to do like half a tablespoon or a teaspoon of the liquid fertilizer, and then just spritz the roots on a regular basis. Very easy to take care of. And just let the rainfall get it too.
Okay. And do I mist the flowers and the
You do not need to mist the flowers, no. Just the roots. The roots are the only thing. It's an epiphyte. And so the roots absorb the water from the air. And so that's why I'm kind of telling you that the glass vase isn't really a good container for it. But it's a normal container for Mother's Day.
Right. So I was looking online, and it said to set it in a basket with fir bark or tree bark. Is that?
Yes. You can get go to any of your garden nursery centers or box stores and get a little bag of orchid bark mix, and it's labeled very easy. You'll find it, and then you can plant it in a either a wooden basket, or you can literally just hang it too as well, just from the tree, just hang it by the roots.
Okay. Oh, by the root.
Well, you wrap the wire around the plant, around the leaves, underneath the leaves, so it holds it tight, and you can just let the roots hang down.
Oh, hang it upside down.
No.
Okay,
so do me a favor, So do you have a pen and paper?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, teresa.watkins@live.com.
Live.
L-I-V-E, which is what we want our plants to be.
.com.
And I will send you a publication on it. Okay? And I'll show you, it'll show you the pictures. Okay?
Okay, super.
Happy Mother's Day,
Jan. Thank you so much, Teresa.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Happy Mother's.
Let's go to Keith in Lake Mary. Good morning, Keith. How can I help you?
Good morning. Yeah, I got this problem with jasmine and nut sets growing through it. And I'm wondering, is there something I could spray on there to kill the nut sedge?
So Asiatic jasmine is very resilient, okay? And so you can spray an herbicide for sedge, okay? So read the label, get one for sedge, and follow the instructions and spray very lightly after it has been watered, so after rainfall or irrigation, so that the plant's hydrated, the Asiatic jasmine's hydrated. And it does take just a very slight amount of herbicide. It will take it and not be affected. But I'm just going to put a caveat there. If you're too heavy on that spray, it can affect your Asiatic jasmine. But if you do want to get it fertilized. Now, the other thing is I would not use a granule herbicide on it at all.
Yeah, I have, I think it's called Image or something.
Image is great for sedge. Yes, it takes sedge.
Yeah, okay.
And I would do that. And you can even, this is another way you can do it, is even just take it with a little brush, a little small artist paintbrush, and just brush the leaves of the sedge and not spray the whole area.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Thank you
I
so much.
Give that a try.
Yeah, do that and let us know how you do. Don't let it get out of hand, though. It may just be better to remove the Asiatic jasmine in the area, get rid of the sedge, and then plant another little Asiatic jasmine to fill in that spot.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Let us know how you do, Keith. Thanks so much. All right. And so now let's go to Holly in Tallahassee. And she's wondering, how exactly do you apply azomite? Can you throw it on top of the soil? Yes. Or does it have to be mixed into the garden? Yes. You can do either one. It can be mixed into potting soil for potted plants. And does a little go a long way? That's a dangerous question. A little bit goes a long way. I want you to, Holly, follow the label instructions. Okay? It's going to tell you exactly how much you can apply. Okay? So more is not better. So follow the instructions. Yes, you can put it on top of the ground. It will work beautifully. It'll eventually soak in and or sink in and work. And then also you can apply it to the soil. So either one, that'll be great for you to do. And in containers, just for the size of it, you might just want to use a little bit less, but it will work too as well. In Orlando, what are your thoughts on the native star anise bush tree for privacy screen in a mostly shaded area? I love it. I love star anise, and I love the little flower, the burgundy flower. It looks beautiful. Yes, you can use it. Now, it does get big, so I don't want you to overplant it. Okay, so great, great text message. Lizzie, we've had a lot of great calls and, yes, and text messages today. I'd like to thank Dana Venrick for coming on this morning and for sponsoring Better Lawns and Gardens. I also want to thank Brian Williams from the Windy Hill Middle School. Hi to all the sixth graders there. It was fun talking with you, and we look forward to talking with you more in the future. Please take our sponsors, Summit Responsible Solution Studios, makers of mosquito bits and dunks, and then also all of our other great sponsors. We just want to just thank them so much. Black Cow, check out our Facebook page and see how the Black Cows helped law enforcement.
That was a good story.
It's a great story. We love doing that. And so then also, too, next week, host emeritus, Better Lawns and Gardens, Tom McCubbin is going to be here with you, Lizzie. I'm so jealous.
Well, be jealous, because I'm going to be jealous of you being in London.
I'm heading out there for the Best of the English Garden Tours and the Chelsea Flower Show. I'll have a lot to talk about when I come back. So say hi to Tom for me. And I will be tiptoeing through the tulips with a proper cup of tea for lots of garden inspiration. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, responsiblesolutions.com, I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Fast food doesn't always have to sound like this.
Hi, can I give you a lift, please?
When you buy fresh from Florida, fast food can sound like this. Make quick and easy family meals with the tastiest flavors of Florida. Look for the sunny Fresh from Florida logo where you shop and find delicious, refreshing recipes for what's in season at followfreshfromflorida.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.